So what are we supposed to do now? The stock market has been plunging in a way that hasn't happened in years.
The Dow Jones Industrials were briefly down 1,000 points yesterday before recovering to a level that was merely terrible. The selling of stocks in China continued today, although other markets recovered.
All this can be hard for an ordinary investor to take. That's your savings or your pension fund getting pounded out there. Most financial experts say your best course is to do nothing, and that is very hard advice to heed, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
When pushed off a cliff, one's natural instinct is to grab for anything to stop the fall. Within the last week, the Dow has fallen nearly 10%, and Morgan Housel says investors feel a similar impulse to stop the fall by selling off their stocks.
I think these are really ingrained fundamental behavioral characteristics of human beings.
Housel studies and writes about the behavioral psychology of markets as a senior analyst with The Motley Fool. And yet, he says even for him, it's hard to heed his own advice, which is to keep calm and accept, even embrace, the inevitable ups and downs of the market.
If we never had crashes in the stock market, if there was no big volatility, there would be no risk. And if there was no risk, then everybody would pile in at the same time and get a high return on your money. And if everyone did that at the same time, stocks would get really expensive, we'd have a bubble, and then they would crash.
Hang on, stay the course, is a message most investment advisors repeat to their clients every time their portfolio takes a beating. And yet, Housel says, it's a lesson that does not seem to stick at all.
With 24/7 cable news and Twitter and stock updates on your iPhone, I think if anything, that probably makes it a little bit worse. It increases the idea that we need to act now.
Morgan, are you blaming me?
Or myself, because I'm in this business too.
Investors sought comfort and moral support on Twitter yesterday using the hashtag Black Monday. Many others turned to their brokerage firms, some of which reported technical problems because of very high volumes of customers trying to execute trades on their sites early in the day. But Rick Edelman thinks the investing public is much calmer this time around. He's chairman and CEO of Edelman Financial Services.
What we have to recognize is that our emotions are our enemies when it comes to personal finance.
He says clients these days are better able to distinguish between losses and volatility.
Losses are bad, but volatility doesn't mean loss unless you sell while it's down.
And in fact, he says many clients see this as a buying opportunity.
Wall Street's on sale, and smart shoppers know the time to buy is when prices are low.
Edelman says investors have lived through several crashes, including the financial crisis, only to see the market nearly triple in value from its lowest point.
And people now have developed a lot of experience, and they've realized that during very scary moments, you can be compelled to sell out of fear. But that always proves to be the wrong thing to do at the wrong time.
Brennan Miller is vice president and branch manager of Charles Schwab's Chicago offices. He says traffic and call volume are up over the last week. Some of those calls are coming from investors who want to put more money in the stock market because they see bargains. But there are plenty of those who are scared, and some defy the advice to stay the course because they realize they simply don't have the stomach for sudden drops.
If you're not really going through a market decline, you might say on paper, oh yeah, no problem, that's not a problem at all. But then you actually go through a period like this and you realize, oh my goodness, I can't sleep at night, I can't make it through, I think I want to sell out.
And for those people, Miller advises thinking carefully about just how much exposure to the stock market they really want. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.